The testimony of Sister Juliana. Sister Juliana is about 76 years old. She was born in Romania. Her father was an Orthodox. He died when Juliana was just a baby. She later became a Catholic. She had always wanted to find the way to heaven. She prayed to Mary and Teresa, but her prayers remained unanswered. She felt empty inside her soul. She wanted to become a Christian, but people told her that Christians are evil. She wanted to be saved and have eternal life. Juliana had 7 children and worked in a factory weaving rugs. She was very poor. One time she ate from an open can of meat that she found in a dumpster. The meat was spoiled. She became very sick. They took her to several hospitals. She had hepatitis. Her liver was in such a bad shape that there wasn't anything they could do to save it. She lost a lot of weight. She was only 29 kilograms. Finally, after over 8 months of suffering in hospitals, she died. Her body was placed in the morgue. Her soul was taken through a long tunnel. It was dark and muddy, with stones and thorns along the way. In the distance she could see a light. She wanted to go quickly toward the light. She could go very slow because of the darkness and stones in the way. This symbolized her religion. She heard someone calling her to come, 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 Juliana. When she finally reached the end of the tunnel, she was in a very beautiful place. This was heaven. She had never seen a place like this before. The person she heard calling her by name was an angel. The angel said to her, "You must go back to earth because you have not made a commitment with God." When the angel checked for her name in the Book of Life, her name was not written in it. The angel explained to her about God the Father, and Jesus the Son, the 24 elders, and all the angels that were praising God always. She really wanted to stay there, but was not allowed, because while on earth she had not made a commitment with God. She wanted to stay there forever. The angel told her to wait for a while. Jesus was in the temple with all the angels. He was talking to them. The temple was made out of crystal. It was huge. By the door of the temple, 2 angels were kneeling. She looked around while waiting for Jesus to come out of the temple. There were beautiful flowers all over. The grass was shiny like silk. There was a very long table. It looked kilometers long. There was a white lace tablecloth. On the table there was milk and honey and all kinds of fruit. Chairs were set on each side of the table. She felt really hungry and wanted some strawberries or some milk, but had no right to anything that was on the table. She looked around and saw that all the streets were made of gold. The houses were made of gold and crystal. There were also trees. Each tree had an interesting name. Each tree had different kinds of fruit in it. There was also a mountain made of crystal with a forest of silver trees. She also saw animals and children there. The children had wings, and each had a musical instrument. Children were playing with the animals. She noticed that some of the animals are the ones that are dangerous on earth. There was great joy. Everyone was happy. She noticed that the angels that were kneeling by the door of the temple were now getting up. It was time for Jesus and the angels to come out of the temple. Everyone was dressed in a long white gown, with a crown on their head. Their faces looked so young. Everyone went to sit down at the table. Then a great light came toward her. As the light came closer, she was shaking, and fell down and fainted. Then someone came, and picked her up. The person spoke to her, "Go back to earth to make a commitment with God. I died for you too. I died for everyone. I don't want to lose you." She was curious to see who was holding her and talking to her. She wanted just to get a glimpse. It was a man dressed in white. He was barefoot. She could see nail marks on his feet. His face looked like the face of a porcelain doll. He looked at her kindly and spoke gently to her, "I know everything about you, woman, all your suffering. I don't want to lose you. Go back to earth to make a commitment with the Father. I want you to be a testimony. No one will be able to say that they didn't see you." Then she was taken to a place where she had to be judged. 7 judges were in this place. From here she could see hell. She saw piles of alcohol and cigarettes, money, gold, expensive clothing. People who loved all these things were on the left side, in hell. She was wondering if she would go on the left side with these people. All her life she has suffered, even as a child. She was a slave at the age of 7 taking care of cows and sheep of rich people. Her feet were frostbitten. She has now problems with her feet because of this. No one had compassion for her. She could hear people screaming in hell. Some were saying, "Just a little water, because our lips and face are burning. Help, help." She wanted to help them. She saw a tree there, and a few men were tied to the tree. She could tell that at one point in their lives, they had served God. Now their white garments became dirty, and their crowns had fallen off. Now they were tortured by Satan. She had compassion for them. She was shouting, "Don't hurt them, don't hurt them." She asked the men, "What happened to your white garments?" She found out that these men had taken the poor people's money and used them for themselves. She noticed an apple tree there, with apples in it. She decided to take an apple and offer some juice from the apple to the people asking for water. The apple was dry, with no liquid in it. Everyone was shouting for help. The women that had abortions while on earth were tortured the worst. They were forced by Satan to eat the flesh of the child. The people in hell were each in their own pit, up to their shoulders. They could not come out of there. She could see the flesh coming off their bones and worms on their bodies. About 6 to 8 people were harnessed to a plow. They were forced to pull. It was very difficult to pull, since the plow was so low on the ground. Satan was whipping them as they were trying to pull. Yuliana was shouting, "Don't hurt them, don't hurt them." Now time came for her to be judged. A person could not be judged until their sins were revealed. There was a big screen, sort of like a great big mirror, that showed the people's lives. All the things that did not please the Lord were revealed. They showed Yuliana's sins. A girl came and said, "Mother, why did you kill me? I didn't even have a name. I was supposed to be a prophetess and have 7 children, and you killed me with hot water." Yuliana was shocked to hear this. "I have never even killed a baby chick, but who are you?" "Mother, I was supposed to be your daughter, but I was killed. It was not your fault, the Lord knows this." She explains how this happened. While working in the weaving factory, she worked the graveyard shift, the power went out. Everyone rushed to take showers before leaving. The women had their own separate showers. Her female co-workers noticed that Yuliana was pregnant again. She already had 7 children. The other women had 1 or 2 children the most. They were making fun of her, that she was expecting another baby. They teased her by saying, "Let's take her to the shower and put her in hot water to get rid of the baby. Isn't it enough that she already has 7 kids?" A few days later she noticed that something was wrong. She wasn't feeling well. At that time she didn't know that the baby was supposed to grow up to be a prophetess. Now the girl showed her how the hands of those women from work have killed her baby. Yuliana named the girl Eve and told her she was really sorry about what had happened. Then she asked Eve, "Who raised you and helped you grow?" Eve answered, "Jesus." She could now see Jesus' hands. Milk was flowing from his hands, and he was feeding 10 children at a time. Not Saint Mary or Teresa, but Jesus was feeding the children that people did not want on earth. She asked Eve to forgive her. "I forgive you, Mom, but I don't know if the children I was supposed to have will forgive you." Eve was supposed to have 7 boys. She asked the boys if they will forgive their grandmother. Their reply was no. After hearing the words no, she was sure she would go on the left side, which was hell. She was going to be judged now. There was like a high table, sort of like a podium. Behind this podium there were 7 judges. They were very cruel. They stared angrily at her. It was dark. The only light there were some torches. Satan ordered the torch to be lowered while he checked to find her name in his book. There were a lot of very thick books with millions of names in them. 3 times Satan checked for her name, but couldn't find it. He was furiously staring at her. He wants everybody's name in his books. She was so frightened at this point that she passed out. All of the people pass out when come to this point. All of the people cry and gnash their teeth. The next thing she remembers is a hand picking her up. She knew it was Jesus. They were at the crucifixion scene. She saw three crosses, one on each side of Jesus. She saw blood under Jesus' cross. She saw the nails into his feet. Jesus said to her, "I did all of this, Juliana. I know everything about you. Go back to earth and tell everybody to repent. I am coming back soon. I will reward everyone accordingly." She passed out after this. She woke up in the morgue. She had been in the morgue for 2 days. The third day she was scheduled for an autopsy. Her autopsy was delayed because of Romania's Independence Day. August 23rd, during communism, nobody worked on that day. At this time, a retired Baptist pastor had a dream at night and heard a voice warning him, "Go quickly to the hospital. There is a woman there. Don't let them do an autopsy, because I have a plan with her." He went to the hospital and told the doctors about the dream. He told them, "Even though you don't believe, let's pray." There were 18 doctors there altogether. They started praying. After Juliana had risen, she spoke for 4 minutes. The Holy Spirit spoke through her. The pastor asked somebody to type her words. The pastor asked her, "Where were you?" She answered, "In the Lord's country." "What did you see there?" "The most beautiful place. My eyes have never seen such a beautiful place. Golden streets, millions of angels, the saints, the Lord's table. I also saw hell, a very, very terrible place. Jesus said, 'I died for all of them.' Very few go to the right, heaven. A very large number to the left, hell. Jesus is still crying for us, 4 hours since." She was dead for 7 days altogether. A second time she was dead for 5 hours. This time she was weak from eating poorly. She passed out and died in front of the grocery store, while waiting in line. They took her to the hospital. This time she saw heaven again. She saw Jesus. He was really sad. His white garments were covered in blood. He was crying. Jesus spoke to her saying, "Go back to earth again, and tell the people to repent. I am coming soon. The sins of the world have reached all the way to the Father." Juliana felt good when Jesus told her to go back again because Jesus knew that he had sent her another time before to make a commitment. The same day, her grandson was looking for her. A neighbor told the grandson that Juliana had died again. When she had risen this time, she was in the morgue. She was looking for her clothes in the trash can. She found her dress and some boots that belonged to a dead person. She couldn't find her scarf, so she took a piece from the curtain that covered her head. The door was locked to the morgue. She started shouting for someone to open the door for her. "Open the door. Jesus has sent me to tell everyone to repent, to love one another." A nurse heard her and told the doctor about it. The doctor told her, "Everyone is dead in there, they can't talk." "No, doctor, come quickly, there is a woman's voice." They opened the door for her. They were shocked to see her. They made a cross with their fingers. Non-Christians do that when something really strange happens. Her skin looked kind of pale, bluish. She went into the center of their shopping place and shouted for everyone to repent, "Jesus is coming soon." When she went home, a group of people followed her. A policeman took photos of her for the newspaper. Her grandson came by and couldn't believe she was alive again. "Grandma, you have risen again." Then he fell down and fainted. Someone threw water on him. He told Juliana that they had taken her coffin to the hospital, then ran away. He was afraid and didn't come anymore to visit her. The Lord bless you, my brothers and sisters. Repent. May the Holy Spirit guide you. Love one another as Jesus loves us. Amen.